countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Well, back in the 1960s, we had about 4,000 corncrake birds across Ireland. Today, what's left is a sliver of that, about 150 or so calling males in isolated parts of the country. They breed in the long grass here, and it's no surprise that every chick matters. Well, last June, two field workers from the publicly funded Corncrake Life Project came across a nest with 11 eggs in it on a farm in the Fáinne Peninsula in Donegal. They decided to take the eggs to Fota Wildlife Park in Cork to hatch. They've hatched and they've just been released back in Donegal. And the person in charge of the project is John Carey. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning, Ella. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just wonder, why did you decide to transport the eggs, 300 kilometres from Donegal to Cork?
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a long run, all right. But as part of our Corncrake Life project, we have a protocol in place in the event that we ever find eggs, chicks or adult corncrakes that need to be rescued or rehabilitated. So we're really fortunate to have this system in place when this event actually occurred. And we'd always hoped we might never have to use it.
Mm.
So we were fully prepared for the eventuality that someday we might actually find a nest during mowing operations or agricultural operations in a field. The reason we transported them to Fota is because Fota Wildlife Park are experts at this, and they're actually project partners with our Corncrake Life project. So Fota Wildlife Park actually maintain a small breeding population of corncrakes. So they have all of the skills for corncrake husbandry, you know, how to incubate the eggs, how to rear the chicks and how to bring them on into adulthood. So it seems like a long run, but it was the right place for them to go.
And so you bring the eggs down. It's obviously, you know, really lucky that the farmer, you know, was involved in that. I mean, it was while he was cutting the grass that you saw this nest. But you bring the eggs down to Cork. I suppose you don't necessarily know how long left before they hatch. You just, what do you do? Put them there and see what happens.
Well, yeah, so the director of Fota Wildlife Park, Sean McKeown, and one of the keepers there, John McLaughlin, they really are experts at all of this. And once they got the eggs, they immediately candled them to see if they were viable. And all 11 were actually viable.
They candled them? What does that mean?
Yeah, so they kind of hold them up to a light to see if there's a viable embryo inside the eggs. So anyone who keeps chickens would probably know this as well. But they were also able to determine, because they have such knowledge on this, that this says these eggs are going to hatch within 5 to 7 days. And they were bang on. Actually, just 7 days later after they were rescued, all 11 eggs actually hatched.
And I gather that 9 survived. You then brought them back to, is it Shane McAteer's farm in Donegal?
Yeah, so once the chicks had reached about 20 days old in Fota, you then need to kind of bring them to what we call their release site so they can become habituated with where you want them to actually return to. So we made the decision to bring them to the farm of Shane McAteer, who's a farmer in Fanadhead, very close to where the birds were actually recovered from. Shane's been managing for corncrake for years, and he has a fabulous farm. It's it's got great habitat for corncrake. So one of our local staff, David Ferguson, built a special pen for the birds called a soft release pen. And they spent 3 weeks in there kind of getting used to Fanadhead and, you know, star mapping so that they could find their way back there next spring.
And the feeding of them, how did you feed them?
So they're fed a very special pellet called a Lundy pellet, which is a pellet used by gamekeepers for breeding birds. And David also fed them insects and mealworms. But the pen they were in was actually situated in really good corncrake habitat. It was quite a large nettle bed. So there's loads of natural insects in there as well for them to feed on.
And you mentioned star mapping. I mean, these birds are phenomenal. They sort of live on the ground in Ireland, but they do this massive migration back to the Congo, don't they?
Yeah, so we believe anyhow that the Irish birds more likely go back to West Africa down to the Congo. So it's a 6,500-kilometre trip for them to their overwintering grounds and then back again. So it's, you know, people think that corncrakes aren't good at flying. They're actually remarkably good flyers. It's just they don't particularly like to unless they have to. And they're one of the difficulties of conserving corncrakes is they have a very high habitat fidelity, so they come back to the same locations every year. And if the habitat isn't there for them, obviously that's, you know, it's really difficult for them to successfully breed. But it is remarkable to think that these small birds, which are really no bigger than a blackbird, are able to come back and find the same location in Donegal, Mayo or Galway every single year.
And you mentioned star mapping. Is that how they do it?
Yeah, well, bird migration is extremely complex, but birds tend to use kind of three systems to migrate. They use the sun to orientate themselves. They use star mapping, which means they're able to geolocate themselves based on a fixed position of the stars, which is extremely remarkable if you think of it. And the other thing they use is a complex system of using the Earth's magnetic fields to guide themselves too. So they've got a kind of a three-way system for migrating these long distances and finding their way home.
It's utterly remarkable. They are going to make the migration pretty soon, if not already. When do you expect them to go?
We actually think that the nine birds we released may have gone already. So we released them on the bank holiday weekend and we were able to kind of monitor them locally. But very soon after we released them, they just seemed to have dispersed. So we just think that those birds, they were ready to go. You know, they were rearing and ready to go and to start making their way south again.
Well, it's been a mammoth effort from all of you, John Carey, and I know the field workers, Fiona and Niall, and also the farmer, Shane McAteer. Thank you all for your efforts. Here's hoping the corncrakes return to Africa and then return to us safely next year. John, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ella. Cheers.